This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
From the Ohio News Network, this is the ONN Daily Podcast.
It is Monday, June 10th, 2024. For the Ohio News Network, I'm Kate Burdett. Northwest of Columbus, 44 horses were killed in a barn fire Saturday in Logan County. ONN's Kristen McFarland has more.
Fire crews responded around 12:15 p.m. They say one person was injured. They also say when they arrived, the building was not safe to enter. Up to 90 horses could have been in the building at the time of the fire, and unfortunately, none made it out. The state fire marshal is investigating.
The woman accused of fatally stabbing a 3-year-old boy and wounding his mother in a grocery store parking lot near Cleveland has faced a judge. ONN's Jay Fox has details.
Bond has been set at $5 million for 32-year-old Bianca Ellis of Cleveland. She was accused of stabbing Julian Wood and his mother in a parking lot of a Giant Eagle in North Olmsted, southwest of Cleveland. Julian died from his injuries. In court, Ellis did not seem to understand the charges, nor the procedure that goes with what Judge Nancy Margaret Russo said could be a capital case. Julian Bond's father pleaded with the judge to, quote, just do whatever you can to keep this monster behind bars, end quote.
No one was hurt in a shooting at the end of an event in northeastern Ohio on Saturday. ONN's Danielle Wiggins reports.
Authorities in Macedonia say multiple shots were fired at the end of the city's Summerfest celebrations. Police say several shots were fired at a specific person who was at Summerfest. A suspect was quickly apprehended by police. An investigation is ongoing.
A Northeast Ohio church festival was disrupted by violence. ONN's Lindsay Buckingham has the story.
Festivals are supposed to be fun, great for families, and welcome to all. But at the St. Gabriel Parish Festival in Concord Township, something didn't feel right. Steve Newman has been going to the festival at St. Gabriel for years. He told us he saw groups of teens running through the crowd. Officials say they broke up a number of fights, leading to the arrest of 4 young people, one of which had a gun but didn't fire. Father Fred Pausche of St. Gabriel Church issued a video statement saying he was saddened by what happened.
Some teens in Toledo are in trouble for damaging school buses. ONN's Melissa Andrews reports.
2 juveniles are accused of throwing rocks at several Springfield local schools buses. 9 buses were vandalized to the point that they were undrivable. Both suspects were caught on camera trespassing at the Springfield Transportation Department and the football field, causing nearly $30,000 in damage. Holland police identified those suspects and resolved the issue. It is unclear what, if any, charges they will face.
The League of Women Voters says Ohio's new congressional districts are rife with gerrymandering and should be redrawn. ONN's Clay Gordon has details.
Congressional District 6 spans 11 eastern Ohio counties and represents more than 785,000 people, both culturally and economically and demographically diverse. Friday, the League of Women Voters issued a statement saying the district was designed to secure partisan outcomes. They say conflicting economic agendas makes it difficult to provide quality representation. Republican Bill Johnson, who left elected office to become Youngstown State's president, has created a vacancy in the district, with a special election being held tomorrow.
Cleveland City Hall is closed today after an apparent cyber attack over the weekend. ONN's Candace Hare has more.
City officials have told us they are currently investigating that incident. The city has shut down affected systems, and they will remain offline until they better understand what is going on. A few noteworthy services are not impacted. That is mostly emergency services, things like 911, police, fire, EMS, the Department of Port Control, the airport, as well as water and Cleveland Power.
And golf fans worldwide had their eyes on Ohio as the Memorial Tournament wrapped up in Dublin yesterday, with Scottie Scheffler coming out on top. ONN's Adam King reports.
Scheffler with a four-shot lead going to 12, and Colin Morikawa cuts it down to one on the back nine. But Kawa with a birdie putt to tie the lead on 15, but he misses it after trading bogeys on 16 and 17. The putt to win it all, the handshake, the putt online. Scottie Scheffler gives the hug, and the greatest in the world right now wins at the greatest of all times course. Your 2024 Memorial Tournament champion, Scottie Scheffler.
Thanks to our television affiliates, WBNS in Columbus, WKYC in Cleveland, and WTOL in Toledo, for their contributions to today's podcast. I'm Kate Burdett on the Ohio News Network.
This has been the ONN Daily Podcast, a production of Radio Ohio Incorporated on the Ohio News Network.